Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox, your daily dose of calm in a crazy world. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through all things mindful living. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly change your life. The magic of self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? Like you're constantly beating yourself up for every little mistake, every misstep, every time you don't quite measure up to some imaginary standard? We've all been there. And let me tell you, that inner critic is exhausting. It drains your energy, steals your joy, and keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if you could learn to treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and grace you would offer your best friend? That's the power of self-compassion. It's about accepting yourself fully, flaws and all, without judgment. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that we're all human, and that being kind to ourselves is crucial for our well-being. And here's the thing. When you practice self-compassion, forgiveness naturally follows. Because holding on to anger and resentment towards yourself only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness is about releasing those heavy emotions and making space for healing and growth. It's not about condoning your actions, it's about taking responsibility for them, learning from them, and moving forward with a lighter heart. So how do we actually cultivate self-compassion and forgiveness? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Become your own best friend. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer your dearest friend. Imagine they made a mistake. Would you berate them or offer a listening ear and words of support? Same goes for you. When you stumble, be gentle with yourself. Offer yourself encouragement and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly putting you down? Yeah, it's time to call BS on that negativity. Recognize those critical thoughts for what they are, often unhelpful and inaccurate. When you catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or I always mess everything up, counter those thoughts with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and all the amazing things about you. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you detach from negative thought patterns. When you notice your mind racing, take a few deep breaths and focus on your senses. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, smells, and textures around you. This simple act of grounding can bring you back to center and reduce feelings of overwhelm. 4. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. It's not about being perfect. It's about learning and growing from our experiences. When you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Instead, acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on with compassion. 5. Embrace forgiveness. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. It's a gift you give to yourself. Release those negative emotions and make space for healing and growth. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means choosing to move forward with peace. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself for something that went wrong. Maybe you messed up a presentation at work or had a disagreement with a loved one. How did that self-criticism make you feel? Probably pretty awful, right? Now imagine treating yourself with kindness and understanding in that same situation. What if you said to yourself, okay, that didn't go as planned, but it's not the end of the world. I can learn from this and do better next time. Wouldn't that feel a lot better? See, self-compassion isn't about being complacent or ignoring our mistakes. It's about facing them with grace and learning to be kinder to ourselves along the way. So, my friends, remember this. You are worthy of love, compassion, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Practice these principles daily and watch how your life transforms. Be kind to yourselves out there and keep shining bright. Don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox for more daily doses of calm. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little self-compassion boost and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay mindful, stay grounded, and most importantly, stay kind.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.